Masechtas Peah, Paraches, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah discusses over here if an Ama Aretz is believed regarding the produce that he has, if it's Laka Shecha and Peah. Now, the background to this is the Ama Aretz was not trusted on Trumas and Meiser, on Meiser, to say that he took off Meiser off of his produce. However, Truma, he was trusted. Now, over here, we've learned previously that the manas aniyim, lakat shecha and peah, and maaser ani, these things one does not need to take off trumas and maasers from. So when the ani, if he's an ama aretz, says that this produce is lakat shecha and peah, he's in a sense saying that it does not need trumas and maasers to be taken off of it. And although he's not believed to say that trumas and maasers were taken off, but he is believed to say that it's leket shechem peah, and that's going to be discussed in the Mishnah. So Mishnah base. The Mishnah says nemanim al leket v'al shechem v'al peah. A poor person who is an ama aretz, he's unlearned, he's believed to say that what he has, the produce that he has, is from leket shechem and peah, and thereby it's exempt from meiser. B'shaitan, as long as it's in the time that these gifts were normally distributed. And he's trusted to say that this produce came from Meiser Ani throughout the entire year. During the year that Meiser Ani was given, it was every other 2 years in the Meiser cycle. So he's believed to say that, because he's not saying that he took off Meiser, he's saying that it didn't need Meiser to be taken off. Uben Levi Neman Lailam, and a Levi, who's an Ama Aretz, unlearned, he's always trusted to say that what he was given is Meiser Rishon, the produce that he has is Meiser Rishon, and that he took off the Trumas Meiser, because Truma they were always trusted on. It was only Meiser that they were lax. So he's known to say that this is Meiser Rishon that he received, and it does not need anything to be taken off of. However, the Mishnah says, Ve'inan Nemanim El Al Davar Shebnei Adam Noegin King. They're only trusted regarding the type of produce that generally people distribute manas aniyim from that produce to the aniyim. And that's going to be discussed in the next Mishnah. Mishnah Gimel is coming to explain that last line of the previous Mishnah. Nemanim al chitim, this poor person who's an amaretz, he's neman regarding chitim, regarding wheat, to say that it came from lakat shecha and peah, because it was normal to distribute lakat shecha and peah from wheat. Ve'ein nemanim al kemach v'alay al pas, but they're not trusted to say that they received flour or fully baked bread as leket shecham peah, because leket shecham peah were given usually as the raw produce, and they weren't given in later stages after it was ground or baked into bread. The Mishnah continues, Nemanim al sa'era shel eris. Eris is rice. Sa'era shel eris is rice when it's still in the shell that it grows in. They're neman to say that they received leket shecham peah from this rice that's still in its shell. But they're not neman to say on the finished product without the shell, whether it's raw, whether it's cooked, they're not believed to say that that was given to them, because this is already processed, and usually it was distributed before processing. They're trusted to say that the beans were given to them as manas aniyim. Grisim, but they're not believed regarding ground beans. Whether they're raw, whether they're cooked, but once they're ground, it's already processed. It was not usually distributed in that fashion. It was distributed before. Now, exception to this is nemanim ala shemen leimer shel meiser aniyu. They are trusted to say about oil, which is processed. The olives were already pressed and made oil. They're believed to say that the oil was given to them as meiser ani. That much was common. Now, in all these cases, on the finished product, they're not believed to say that it was given to them as a finished product. However, if they say that it was given to them in raw form, and then they finished it, they ground it, or cooked it, or whatever it is, then they are still trusted. However, there's an exception to that. The Mishnah at the end says, "V'ein nemanim alav leimer shel zeisei nikavu." Regarding oil, they're not believed to say that they were that the oil, they pressed and made the oil, but it came from Zeisei Nikuf, that was forgotten olives. Nikuf literally means to bang. When they would go collect the shikha olives, they would bang on the trees to knock down any forgotten olives. So they're not believed to say that the oil they have came that they personally pressed it and it came from olives that they got from Shikha, because usually there was such an insignificant amount of olives, so few that it wasn't worthwhile pressing it into oil. So they're not believed to say that the oil that they have, they pressed it from Shikha olives. They can say that they received oil as Maiserani, but they can't say that they pressed the olives from Shikha, because it was uncommon for them to ever get that many olives that was worthwhile pressing. However, they could say that they ground wheat that was given to them, or they ground beans that was given to them, because even small amounts of wheat or beans, it was normal to grind it.